Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
The Opinion Line on Cork's 96 FM.
Take a walk, if you will, through Cork City next weekend and have a look at the derelict buildings. That is the proposition from Frank O'Connor. Frank has spoken to me many times before on the programme about the amount of dereliction in our city and about particularly the number of buildings lying there idle and empty and derelict and cold and damp and disused with trees and bushes growing up inside them that could actually be turned around and turned into housing and turned into places for people to live and raise their families. Frank, good morning to you.
Good morning, PJ. Thanks for having me on again.
I follow your photos with interest because what happens is I go, crikey, yeah, that place. We have so much dereliction in our city.
Absolutely. And really, I mean, we believe ending dereliction would be transformative for Cork City and also right across Ireland, you know. And the walking tour is very much about, I suppose, inviting people, PJ, to take a fresh look at the city with us, you know. We know Cork City is beautiful. It's got wonderful architecture. It's got priceless heritage. And we want to celebrate what's the beauty of the city before it's too late, before we lose too much more. So for us, this is an opportunity for people to come along, walk with us. There'll be like poetry, there'll be conversations, there'll be music, but look at the city with fresh eyes. And from that, like, people can then make their own judgment in terms of perhaps they could feedback into their city development plan, which is due to be responsive due by the 4th of October. You know, so there's an education aspect, there's awareness aspect. And hopefully people begin to see that if we regenerate this historic core, Cork would really thrive again.
Remember taking a drive around the north side of the city with Deputy Thomas Gould. We drove around for an hour or so one day. He just pointed out buildings to me that were lying empty and derelict for years that could quite feasibly have been taken over when they first became empty and housing put in there. Apartments, flats, houses, whatever. Even refurbished them for business premises. We have a huge dereliction problem, and it's being allowed to fester year in, year out.
Absolutely, PJ. Look, it's an epidemic of dereliction. It's a dereliction of duty. I mean, really, we have left this, like you say, go for decades. A lot of properties that we've shared, myself and Jude, over the last year, people have come back and said, look, that place is 60 years, it's 20 years, it's 30 years. You know, shocking timeframes, really. And I suppose this really is a systems failure. It's not about personalising agenda. It's a systems failure. It's a breakdown of social contract. We're wasting resources. We're affecting people's mental health, the safety when you walk down your street, decaying heritage. And like you say, it's about providing homes for everyone. And we walk to this very simple framework of everyone should have a home, everyone should have somewhere to play and create, and everyone should have access to meaningful work. If we turn these derelict and vacant buildings around and provide spaces for people to have homes, to work and to play, I mean, Cork could really thrive. I mean, we could brand it not just within Ireland, but internationally. It could attract so much more investment, talented people, tourism. You know, it would compete at such a better level, you know. And for us, you know, it is shocking to think this has happened, but there is still a possibility to turn it around. And this walk is very much, like I said, the next phase of that. You know, we're hoping as many people can come along. Everyone's welcome. You know, it's going to be a celebration of what we have, as much as about us pointing out the dereliction. Jude and I will talk about different buildings as we go along and talk about potential, like you say, what it could potentially be. And really, I suppose what we'd like is for people to be able to move back to the cities and for families to be able to live here again, PJ. Mm-hmm. You know, everyone from an 8 to 8 year old. I mean, the city, we love the city. You love the city. It's a beautiful place. But, and it is sad to think it's decayed so much. But imagine if we did turn that back around, PJ.
If you look at your tour starts in Blarney Street and will finish at the former Odlums factory down there on the docks. One of the buildings you'll pass on the way. Now, look, it's only been a year and a few months, but the Debenhams building is empty and doesn't seem to be anywhere near being taken over anytime soon, although we're open to correction on that. But I think that's an illustration, isn't it, of dereliction in the middle of our main street.
Absolutely, absolutely. And you know what we need to do in Ireland is we need to sort of proactively bring in new measures. I know there's talks at the moment about vacancy taxes and stuff, but some of the work that Jude and I are doing is looking at other measures as well. And for example, with Debenhams, wouldn't that be a wonderful space for creatives, for artists, for communities to use in the meanwhile, in between what happens next? So we've got there's a concept called meanwhile use, and it's quite common in countries like the Netherlands and Denmark and stuff, where buildings like that given to the community for that time period in between maybe a development phase. And you know, it sort of starts to bring life back to it again. And you're right, it's not just Debenham. Sadly, when you walk down Patrick Street, there is so much vacancy. It's heartbreaking. And it does make it, I suppose, for people at night time, it makes the place a lot less safe as well.
Yeah.
You know, and Debenhams, like you said, is a great example. And I think it does require
it's highly unlikely, to be fair, the way business works. It's highly unlikely that building will remain empty forever. There's going to be something go into it. It's the nature of high street business, but it's an example.
Exactly. And there's a lot more of those around, you know, and it's like you say, it's about a city that we all love and we all want to do better. And I think recognizing that our historic core in Cork is internationally significant. And if we did rejuvenate it and refurbish the buildings, obviously it's less waste. We're bringing back skills that are needed, creating jobs. The local economy will thrive. People will be able to go to more cafes and restaurants. It's all that wonderful thing. And I mean, when we moved back here 3 years ago, Jude and I, we were struck with that immense beauty. And I suppose really since then, I suppose it's been our mission to try and shine a light on it to people, look, recognize what you have and let's maximize that potential.
Well, certainly through your Twitter feed and the photographs you put up, you've certainly got me thinking, and I'm in and out of here every day of the week and places that are derelict and just shut down for years. Your tour, your walking tour starts Monday, or Saturday.
And it's with Cathy Cork. So obviously Cathy Cork are the lead organisers. They're the tenants' union. They're doing some amazing work in bringing homes and making sure people have homes. So yeah, so it's working with them. Starts at 1 o'clock on Saturday. And like you said, it goes on for about 3 hours. So I know it's too much time for a lot of people, but people are welcome to join anywhere along the way. You know, we would be delighted to see people. You know, it's all of our city. And I suppose in a way, it's about taking back the city that we all love and making sure that can thrive for future generations.
All right, Frank, thank you very much. 1 o'clock Saturday, and at CATU, CATU Cork, across all the socials. At CATU, CATU CORK, across all the usual socials.
Cork's 96 FM.